You're listening to CJLO News. Montreal has adopted a new framework for diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. This policy is the first of its kind for Montreal. The policy was announced late in August and is to be applied in all municipal departments and in all boroughs. It prioritizes a fair and inclusive administrative culture and guarantees urban safety without profiling. But last week, some last-minute changes were added to the DEI framework after pressure from local groups and politicians. At first, many were concerned that the DEI policy did not address the issues of hate-motivated crimes. The document also had zero references to the words Islamophobia or anti-Semitism. The document now includes a commitment to addressing hate-motivated crimes and specifically includes concerns over anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. This is in part due to pressure from multiple community groups, the Center for Research and Action on Race Relations, the Black Community Resource Center, the Chinese Association of Montreal, the Canadian Council of Muslim Women, and the Filipino Family Service. These groups worked together to request the city change the DEI policy. Among them were also members of the opposition party, Ensemble Montreal. Sonny Moroz is a borough councillor for the Snowden District of Cotonech NDG. He is also Montreal's only Jewish city councillor. He was involved in pressuring the city to include mention of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia in their DEI policy. Here's Moroz speaking at a borough council meeting on August 2nd.
The rise of hate crimes after the pandemic has been the highest it's ever been, directed at everybody. And that's why I was proud to work on a motion at City Hall last week that changed the DEI policy of the city that this borough mayor is responsible for. She agreed to change it to include Islamophobia and anti-Semitism and hate crimes in our DEI policy so that when we are victimized, whether internally or externally, there are external processes for evaluation, something that takes everybody's concerns seriously. We don't need these things to get worse. We need steps to get them better. And just last week, along with the work of the mayor of the borough, we changed the policy to make sure it's better for everybody. So that's the kind of thing that I worked on.
For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.